the flock. It would have been earlier in the year that they did this at this time and in this place. But that's really neither here nor there, because regardless of when Jesus was born, we know he was born. That is what we know. It was a reality. The angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Out there by themselves at night, and all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them. I think I might have been a little afraid too, don't you? Because this was out of the norm. This was unexpected. This was not something that had ever happened to these shepherds before. And they didn't know what was going on, but the angel said unto them, "Fear not." Do you know this morning, we do not need to be afraid of the message of the gospel. We do not need to be afraid of the gospel. You know, sometimes people get in their minds and in their hearts that I don't want to hear the gospel because then I'm going to be accountable to it. And they're afraid to hear truth. We don't have to be afraid of truth this morning, but if we will open up our heart and embrace it, it will bring about wonderful things in our life. So if there are areas this morning that you have maybe wanted to shove some truth in the back and not wanted to adhere to it, if you will open your heart and cleave to the truth, you don't have to be afraid this morning. The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." There was a message the angel brought that was to be to everybody, to all people of every generation, of all times, of every language, of every tongue, of every kindred. There was good news, and it was to all mankind. And he said here, "For unto you is born." So this was the message. This was the good tidings. "For unto you is born." And did you take note the pronoun here? "For unto you is born." It wasn't "for unto them is born." It was "for unto you." So may I say to you this morning, individually, that the good news of the gospel is for us personally here. It is for you this morning. Wherever you are from, however you have been living life, whatever situations you are in, whatever sin is in your past, whatever sin is in your present, there is good news for you. Because for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a what? A Savior. There is born, there is a gift, there is a Savior that was born, which is Christ the Lord. "And this shall be a sign unto you, that you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, you know, we don't know how big this heavenly host was, but in the book of Revelation we read of thousands of ten thousands. Can you imagine being out by yourself out in the countryside and all of a sudden an angel of the Lord came and gave you a message, and then there was a great multitude filling the sky, and they were praising God, and this is what they were saying: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Do you know that message is still relevant today? The message of the gospel will still bring peace. And that's why he said peace on earth. It wasn't talking about that wars would cease. It was not saying that there would not be any more turmoil in our world. But that Jesus came to bring peace to our soul. And if you are not at peace this morning, if you are not comfortable in your relationship with God and in who you are, there's a wonderful message for you. There is a Savior that came to bring peace to your soul, and it was to all people. And as it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." The reason for the good tidings was there is a Savior. And may I ask you this morning, and this is very personal, have you been experiencing the reality of a Savior in your life? You know what a Savior is? A Savior is one who delivers. A Savior is one who sets free. Is there anything that you're in bondage to this morning? Anything that you would like to stop doing, but you keep doing it because of the power of the flesh and who you are? And you say, I can't help it, it's the way I am, but you don't like it? There's a Savior that came to set us free from the very power of sin. There was a, this is many years ago, but in 2010, in the country of Chile, there were some miners that were working, and there was a cave-in. They were in a copper mine, and they were trapped under 770,000 tons. 770,000 tons of rock, and they were buried alive. Now, you want to talk about the need of a Savior? They were there 68 days, and they survived, and they were 68 days later, they were rescued. Have you ever been in a place that you just felt trapped? Felt like there was no way out. There's nothing to do. I don't know where to turn. I want out of this, but I can't get out. I'm trapped. And it feels like that everywhere you turn, there's no escape path. The good news is, and it was for all mankind, that there is a Savior that brought good tidings to came to give deliverance from those places that we get trapped in. And may I say, the greatest deliverance is when we were in sin. He came to deliver us from the very power of sin. But you know, sometimes people who are saved from sin need deliverance too. There are things in life that you face, and it's like, Lord, I'm trapped, and I don't know what to do. I am so thankful this morning for the reality of a Savior. And it is the reality of the Savior in my life that gives me confidence to get up here behind this pulpit this morning and tell you about the good news of the gospel. And it's because I have found the reality of a Savior. He delivered me from the power of sin. He has delivered me from myself. He has delivered me and been a Savior in times even after I was saved from sin and I felt trapped and I needed help. I found that Jesus was there, and that wasn't just for me. That was for all of us that live on this earth this morning. There's a Savior, and He wants to bring peace to you, just like those that were trapped. There's another story, and this is one from 1907, and it was well known, and there have been monuments built, and it's very well known, especially in Mexico. But there was a man by the name, ironically enough, of Jesus Garcia. And he was a train engineer, and they were in Sonora, Mexico, and he was taking a break. The train was stopped, and he was out somewhere, and the word came that there is a fire on the top of one of these train cars. And he knew something that most people did not know. He knew that that train car was full of dynamite because it was headed to a mine and there was a lot of dynamite on it. And he knew that if that fire got into that particular car, that it would explode and it could be catastrophic, the damage that it would cause parked there in that town. He took off running and he jumped on the train, and there were a few others around, but he jumped on that train by himself and he reversed it downhill. And 4 miles downhill, that train exploded. And there were 13 people that ended up dying, but it would have been much greater if he would have left it there in the town. They say that all that was left of Jesus Garcia was a single boot was found. And that's all that was left of him. Do you realize this morning that Jesus looked on us and he knew what would happen if sin went unchecked? And so he came to this world and he gave his life and he died on the cross for our salvation this morning. But I am so thankful that Jesus did not stay in the grave. You know, they only found one of Garcia's boots to remember his sacrifice. Our Lord Jesus rose from the dead the third day, but he came and he died for you this morning. If that isn't good news, I don't know what is, because it can be a reality if we will open up our hearts this morning and say, Lord, I'm tired of struggling. I'm trapped. I don't know where to turn to know that Jesus came for all mankind, and that is the joy and the good tidings that the angels brought that day. It was because God loved us. Sister Rhonda already testified about their customer. Do you realize God? Who does God love this morning? Does he love everyone, or is it just those of us that are good enough? And I wonder who those of us are good enough. Any of us fit that bill? Do any of us deserve the love of God this morning? Have any of us been so good and so righteous that we deserve the love of God? All of us have sinned. All of us have transgressed the holiness of God. And yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The scripture says, for God so loved who? The world. Are you part of the world this morning? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. That's the good news of the Savior. If you feel unloved this morning, God loves you. If you have not been acting very lovable, Jesus still loves you. And he died for you in your unlovable state, that we could be reconciled to God through his death, and that he could give us victory and peace to be children of God. He died for all mankind, and he loves each and every one of us. There are times that we may feel like those miners that were trapped when we're going under. If you're drowning and you're going under that water and you're struggling and you're trying to get your head up, I won't ask for a show of hands, but I dare say there's a lot of us that could say there have been times in life we started to feel enveloped with darkness. Have you been there? I still, and please don't get tired of me saying it, but it's been a number of years back now. But I went through a very difficult time, very close to having a nervous breakdown. See, people don't talk about this stuff very often. It's not real palatable, but it's real. I got very close to a nervous breakdown, and the Lord kept me from falling off that edge. But I was so close, and the darkness was so real, and I couldn't escape it. And I was saved, and I loved the Lord, and yet I was sick. I was sick. And I still remember the night. It was another one of those sleepless nights in the living room. And it was so dark, and it wasn't just because it was dark outside. And I remember the presence of the Lord came and paid me a visit. And he let me know, you're my child, and I love you. And you know, I wasn't healed right then, but it was a lifeline for me. I was able to get hold of that. It was that a ray of light pierced the darkness. That was my good news. I was able to hold on to that when it seemed so dark. And I'm going to go a step further, and I'm going to be very vulnerable here, okay? But I was in a place, and there were some times in that I didn't want life to continue. And I was saved, okay? I was saved, but I was sick. And I didn't want life to continue, but the Lord kept me because of his love and because he was my Savior. And he helped me get me through a place I could not get through by myself. That's a message for all mankind. In darkness, when the load is so great, we have a wonderful Savior this morning that loves us and cares for us and wants to come carry the burden for us when you feel trapped and you wish life would end. And those that have never gone through that, I'll just say this to give a little preface here. There are some that have never gone through that could say, oh, if someone's saved, they would never even think about that. You haven't been there. I have. I'm being very vulnerable to y'all this morning. But I found the love of a Savior that was still there. He didn't leave me by myself, and He carried me through a very dark time in my life. And I have that assurance that He will carry me through tomorrow, and He wants to carry you as well this morning. When you feel trapped, when life is dark for you, there is a Savior that loves you and cares for you. And if you feel alone this morning, you are not alone. The Lord is still there. And when you feel unloved and you feel misunderstood and you feel the burdens of life, there is a Savior that cares about you. He understands you. Even if you are in error and if you are in sin this morning, the Lord is there and He wants to deliver you from that sin. He wants to walk with you through the darkness. He wants to walk with you and carry your burden. And that's why He gave us the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's the good news of the gospel this morning. But how many people in our world are forfeiting that wonderful privilege of holding on to the Savior because they won't open their hearts? May we open up our hearts this morning to the Lord. We're saved by grace, are we not? Through faith. It's not of ourselves. We're not saved. Jesus didn't come and to do for us what we could do for ourselves. Jesus came to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. So in your life this morning, is there something you can't do for yourself? You say, I would change it if I could, but I can't. We're not saved by our good works. We are saved by grace, and it is the gift of God. There's a gift for us this morning. That's the good news. That's the good news that you have to take to your unsaved loved ones this morning. That is the gift that we all have access to, is that salvation is a gift. Has anybody gotten a gift? I know tomorrow is officially the holiday of Christmas, but has anybody got a gift in this season? Did you have to fight for it? Did you have to say, "Oh, give me my gift," and just pull and into? No, by gift, by definition, is something that is freely offered. Salvation is a gift of God. It's offered to us, but we just have to accept it, and we've got to unwrap it. The Lord has something for you this morning. He loves you today. It was for all mankind that He came. And I know that with a gift, sometimes we run short of gifts. Have you ever expected a certain number of people and you were kind of passing things out and then you realize you were short? Anybody ever been there? It's kind of embarrassing. It's like, what do we do? And so you go to the person you're closest to and say, "I'll give you yours later, but someone else showed up, and can I give yours to them and I'll get back with you?" I think a few of you have been there. There are times, and I believe I shared this a couple of years ago when it happened, but in PCB, around that time period, we were distributing food, and it still touches me, in Mozambique. And I wasn't there at the time, there was some distributing the food, and there was an older man that came and said, "Can I have some maize?" And they said, "We're sorry, we don't have enough. We only had enough to give to certain families, and we would feed everybody if we could, but we didn't have." And they told him, we said, "We don't have enough." He said, "Please, can you give me some food?" And it's like, "I'm sorry." And it was 2 weeks later that the man died. Do you realize that the Lord has enough to go around this morning? With our gifts, there's only so much. We can only be spread so thin. But with the Lord Jesus, He came for all mankind, that He wants to minister to each and every one of us. And He doesn't say, "Well, I already helped Brother Max, and I already helped Uncle Alvin, and I already helped them, and so that's all there is." No, Jesus came for you this morning. And you see, I know that, but are you receiving of what the Lord's given to us? He loves you today. He came for you, and He came for me and our needs, and there's enough to go around. Jesus did not just come to those that deserved it. When Jesus was eating with the Pharisees and he was eating with the sinners rather than the Pharisees were there, and they looked on him. It's like, why are you eating with the sinners? The publicans and the sinners. Why are you eating with them? And Jesus said, they that behold need not a physician, but those that are sick. Who is it that needs a physician? Those that have a problem, right? Who is it that needs a Savior this morning? We say, oh, but look how sinful they are. That's who needs a Savior. Look how bad they've treated their family. That's who needs a Savior. Look how much they've hurt me. That's who needs a Savior. Look how what they have done. Look at how evil they are. We look at our society today, and it's getting worse and worse. Gross darkness in our world. And yet the good news is there is a Savior for all mankind. They need to hear this message. They need to hear this news that the Lord loves you and He cares about you and He wants to be your Savior. And there's enough to go around. Jesus came to those that had been rejected and those that had been ostracized from society. Just read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. People that others pushed off. The sinners, the adulterers, the cheaters, the tax collectors. Those that everybody said, oh, I don't want to be associated with them. And we find Jesus ministering to them, being a friend to them. And it's because He came for all mankind. He came for the rich, and He came for the poor. He came for those that have of all different walks of life. He came to the depraved. See, God is no respecter of person. There is nothing that anyone here in this chapel or in this world, there is nothing that anyone has done that is so bad that God will reject them and won't love them anymore. God loves you this morning, and He came for all mankind. It is a universal gift of salvation. Revelation chapter 7 in the 9th verse is a beautiful, beautiful picture. When John the Revelator looked up and he had a vision, and he said, I beheld a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. This was a picture of those that had accepted that gift of salvation, that deliverance, that peace that was for all mankind. So that includes us here this morning. In closing, in the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter, in the 16th verse, said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. This was the message that Christ left with us. The Spirit and the bride, they say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst do what? Come. You thirsty this morning? Come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. That was an invitation that was given to all mankind, and it's still applicable for us today. It wasn't an exclusive event. Have you ever heard about an exclusive event? You know those wedding invitations? And they want an RSVP? And someone says, oh, are you going to the wedding? It's like, oh, no, I'm not going. Why aren't you going? Well, I'm not going. I wasn't invited. Y'all been there? It was exclusive. You didn't get an invitation. The Spirit of God this morning was not exclusive. He said, if you're thirsty, come on. If you hear the invitation, come. If there's a need in your soul, come. If you're in darkness, come. If you need deliverance, come. If you need a friend, come on. If you're thirsty, He just said, come. And that is the invitation that the Lord has extended to us today, and it was for all mankind. I thank God for Jesus today. I'm so thankful that he was born. I'm so thankful for his love and his care. So as we stand and sing a song this morning, I just want to give you an invitation. If you have a need in your life and you feel trapped, or if you're in darkness, or if you have sin that you can't get free from, or if you're in a place that you love the Lord, but you need some of that deliverance, the Spirit gives us an invitation. He's saying, if you have a need, he's saying, come, and the Lord will meet you here. Let's stand and have a song. Amen.